podcast of the Universal Utterings.
I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 19 with verses 16 through 20. Now someone approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There is only one who is good. If you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All of these I have observed. What do I still lack?" Well, did you know that foster father of Jesus is also called comfort of the afflicted? We believe to call on intercessory prayers of saints of old, just like the Word of God tells us, to pray for the dead. We often call out to the Mother of God and her chaste spouse, Joseph, to pray for us. We believe that nothing will be refused Saint Joseph nor his immaculate spouse, Mary, by his glorious Son. Many saints often wrote about their love of Mary and Joseph as the intercessors of heaven. Amen. Many of the world believe that Jesus wouldn't refuse his mother and stepfather anything when they ask. This title given, Comforter of the Afflicted, is a work of mercy. The Church has seven spiritual works of mercy and seven corporal works of mercy that help us see who the real one is, as good. Amen. To serve and accomplish His grace of redemption. The works of mercy help us to be devout followers of Jesus Christ. By serving others, they help us to be like Saint Joseph and our Holy Mother of God. The seven corporal works of mercy are feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, clothing the naked, sheltering the homeless, visiting the imprisoned, comforting the sick, and burying the dead. The seven spiritual works of mercy are teaching the ignorant, praying for the living and the dead, correcting sinners, counseling those in doubt, counseling the sorrowful, bearing wrongs patiently, and forgiving wrongs willingly. When our Lord, through an angel, told me to become a teacher of God's children, He laid out these 14 things to me as the joy of living a life of redemption, and I sought each and every one as the joy of living God first. Yes, we pray to our Holy Mother often during the day, not only the Rosary, which I'll explain more in depth of this prayer later, but we also call out to her spouse, Saint Joseph, in a litany of prayers, seeking grace to live a life of piety, serving and treating others as we treat ourselves, Saint Joseph, Comforter of the Afflicted, pray for us. Amen. These corporal works of mercy are quite extensive. There's probably about 20 or more, but I'm going to offer a few not written today. I'm going to start by asking the Lord to have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, hear us. God the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Holy Mary, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Noble offspring of David, pray for us. Light of patriarchs, pray for us. Spouse of the Mother of God, pray for us. Chaste guardian of the Virgin, pray for us. Foster father of the Son of God, pray for us. Zealous defender of Christ, pray for us. Head of the Holy Family, pray for us. There are a few more I'll share again tomorrow, but I just wanted to let you know that we call on our loving foster father of Jesus. As we say, Saint Joseph, comforter of the afflicted, pray for us. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I pray to you and your mother and your holy stepfather as an intercessory to hear our prayers. And we pray that you hear them and give us the grace to know your will in all things. We pray for our children, our family members, our wives, our mothers, our fathers. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for. We pray for those who are ignorant and need teaching of the faith, as we do each and every week in the prison. We pray for those that are in the prison, the ones behind the walls of correction. We continue to pray for Holy Mother Church, as we pray for our Holy Mother, for the sister of Jackie. We continue to pray for our friend to have a baby, as we offer all of this up in the precious blood of Jesus. By his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 19, with verses 16 through 20 today. Three stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Labeling Good as Some Monumental Task. Jesus approached by man rich who lacks labeling good as some monumental task. Life eternal seeking, wanting to learn how to grasp. Jesus replied, good is only one who is matter of fact. Commandments keep, life enter, wish, ones by which he asked in a quip. Replying Jesus, kill not, adultery commit not, fix. Steal not, witness, false bear not, mother and father, honor, risk. Yourself treating others the same, neighbor give as you live and remain. Jesus addressed by man young to gain. Lack what? Observed have I, as to complain. Amen. I think we complain too much nowadays instead of just giving what the Lord asks of all things. We are closing this morning at 7:19 local on April 27, 2023. We lost our power last night, so we didn't see that we were getting up at the right time. A little late this morning, rising, as we were up late with a very, very bad hailstorm last night here in Central Florida. So keep us in your prayers. We haven't looked outside for any damage yet, and we're hoping that it's not too bad. Amen. So we close today in the name of Jesus, thinking of our good friends John and Marie. As we, God, send blessings to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we close at 9:11. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Emergency, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.